Welcome to the Regulating AI podcast. We are live here from AI for Good conference by ITU in Geneva, Switzerland. I have with me Fred Werner, who's the man who's put everything together, this incredible conference for almost like a week. It seems like a week, 4 days or so he's with us. Fred, tell us, we are now at the end of the conference. Tell us some key highlights that our listeners around the world should know about so that next year, if they're not here, they should be coming here.
Yeah, thanks for that. I think we're almost at the finish line, so it's really great to see. And some of the highlights, I mean, comparing to last year, we actually broke some records last year because we're at the Congress Center, and there was a line of people around the block of the Congress Center mm-hmm. for 2 or 3 hours on the opening day, and we had to put a jumbo screen outside and hand out bottles. Mm-hmm. So that was not something to be repeated. So we mm-hmm. moved here, mm-hmm. but now we had, I wouldn't say a similar problem, but we broke records again. Mm-hmm. So we had over 11,000 people from 169 countries, mm-hmm. About 20,000 people online, and most importantly, if you see around here, and I'm sure you've seen all the exhibits, is really seeing the, I'd say, the physical manifestation of AI in the form of robotics, brain-computer interface technologies, autonomous driving, quantum computing, art, agentic AI, you name it, it's all here.
It's all here, and for people who think it's just AI, Fred's got AI for skills, he's got AI for health, he's got AI for youth, he's got AI for art. You cover a pretty wide range, which I've been to 30 AI conferences. I haven't seen that, Fred. Why is that such a big focus for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And when I gave a talk the other day on main stage, one of my catchphrases was that we're more than a summit. So most people know AI for Good because they come here in the summer in Geneva. Mm-hmm. But actually, we have 150 online events all mm-hmm. year. So that's one event almost every other working day. Mm-hmm. And towards on a community platform called the Neural Network, which today passed 50,000 members wow. from 190 countries. So, you know, in terms of bringing people together from academia, from industry, from member states, UN, NGOs, civil society, children, athletes, you name it, from all over the world. I think both the physical summit and the online platform does that job. But also we like to engineer activities, capacity building activities, to really help the developing countries make sure that they're not left behind. And, you know, rather than sort of coming up with like very dry programming or ways of working, you know, which are more from traditional conferences. Mm-hmm. We try and engineer experiences where people collide, they change experiences, they meet, they learn from one another, but also they build capacity. So we do that in different ways. So we have the Innovation Factory, which is a mm-hmm. year-long AI startup pitching competition that's global. Mm-hmm. We have the Machine Learning Challenges, which is targeting developers to solve mm-hmm. machine learning puzzles mm-hmm. globally. Mm-hmm. We have the Robotics for Good Global Youth Competition, where we had 22 kids back mm-hmm. there competing for 2 days to mm-hmm. build the best robot for disaster response. Mm-hmm. And of course, we launched the AI Skills Coalition, which is really about democratizing access to skills globally.
Fred, this is my first time here, but I felt like there is a community building here. Was that intentional? But I feel like I'm part of now this AI for Good community, and that's the feeling I got. There's no competition here. We are all working towards the same mission. Is that part of your ethos here?
Yeah, I think so. And I'd say more than a community, it's a movement. I mean, no one mm-hmm. owns the name AI mm-hmm. for Good. Okay, we named our conference that way, but mm-hmm. Microsoft has an AI for Good program. Many, or sometimes they call it AI for Social Good. There's different mm-hmm. variations of it. And I think it's really caught on and really stimulated that kind of, you know, DNA of thinking about how AI can work for all people and not leave behind. And I'm glad that the AI for Good name is associated with that. Mm-hmm.
Fred, finally, well, two quick questions before we let you go. What does AI for Good mean to you? Because people say, hey, what does AI for Good mean? When I talk to different people, not in this conference, outside, it's like they say it's like world peace. But what is your definition for AI for Good?
I mean, I would define it by what we do. So we're organized into four areas of action. So one mm-hmm. is the multi-stakeholder dialogue platform, which is the summit, the mm-hmm. neural network, our regional events. One is the basically our standards work. I mm-hmm. mean, we are a standard-setting body, and we have 300 standards developed or in development mm-hmm. right now with our partners mm-hmm. From ISO and IEC, but also in ITU and with other SDOs. And we have AI governance where, you know, we have 53 UN sister agencies, partners, offices, initiatives that are part of AI for Good. So all working together to move AI governance forward in a collaborative way and in partnership with different stakeholders. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, with that, you have basically the capacity building, the standards, the dialogue. And then, of course, I'm blanking here. It's the fifth day. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just the whole action-oriented part of it, which you see around you today.
Finally, Fred, a word to the tens of thousands of our listeners around the world who could not be at this conference. What would be a final word from you to them?
I would say get involved. Help us build skills. Mm-hmm. Help us build capacity. Mm-hmm. Join our challenges. Join our competitions. Build standards. And join the movement.
And if you come here, I got a chance to ask a question to Will.i.am of Black Eyed Peas. That's what Fred brings to the table, not just AI, ordinary AI. He brings Will.i.am and other folks, etc. Fred, thank you so much for having us here. Thank you for doing what you do. It's a lot of work, and you have a great team, so thank you so much.
Thanks so much. And maybe just to mention why Will.i.am was here.
Yes,
he's
please.
Our Goodwill Ambassador of the AI Skills Coalition. Thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you, Fred.